you for calling UBS.
Hey, is this Tricia?
Speaking.
Hey, Tricia, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. We spoke last week. You were just truly really busy. You wanted me to call you this week here to kind of go over things and where you wanted to go from when we talked last time about the first page placements of Google.
Right.
You said you mentioned you had like some questions for me as well that you wanted to ask me. I just wanted to make sure I can clarify all those up, and then really just seeing like if you're ready to take that next step, we can get you all set up here and get you on an onboarding call with our tech team so that way we can start programming you guys.
I know, and that's going to take time also, isn't it? How much is that
time? Yeah, so the onboarding call, it usually takes around 30 to 45 minutes, but I booked that with you. So it's not like, hey, we're going to do it today. We could schedule that for Monday or Wednesday, or even if you want to schedule it for a Thursday, whatever schedule that you would like. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it would fall within 7 to 3. We just allocate an hour of time for you there just to ensure, like, if you have extra questions for them, that those questions get answered as well. But I booked that with you. That won't be today for you.
Okay. So what I wanted to do was, I just don't want to fall into the same trap again where I'm paying for something and it's not paying. I know. So I'm going to do is get in touch with my marketing that I'm with right now to reduce that.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to increase my budget.
Right.
Trying to either maintain what I'm spending or decrease it.
Okay. Yeah. And for this year, like, you have a tracking system. So that's why, like, when we had talked, it is month to month. We don't lock you into any contracts because we want to prove to you each and every month that at the end of the day, you're not just wasting your money, right? This is hard-earned money for you, how you guys run your business, how you guys feed your family, keep the lights on, and everything like that. So that's why we are a performance-based, and we do want to ensure and make sure that each and every month, your $249 is going to your advertising that's bringing you guys back money into your guys' pocket. That's the whole point of advertising at the end of the day. We do set up a tracking system for you. That's how you're going to track everything with how many customers you guys are getting in, either from Google and from Facebook. We display that so that way you guys can keep track of it. It's not just like, hey, here's, you know, my $249 for the month. See you guys later, you know. it's really to make sure that you're getting what you're needing. Now, my tech team, they do handhold you as well, so they do ask you questions. They do inform you on what is going on. It's not just like you pay us and forget about it. The more involved you are with us, the better results that our clients see is because we're working together as a team at the end of the day. We're not just doing this for you and just leave us alone. We want to make sure that you're involved too because your input's very important to us. You know your business more than we do at the end of the day. This is your baby. And we want to make sure that you're being found for the, you know, the services that you provide and then also too for the areas that you want to be found in. So, I mean, that's why we do make sure that we do ensure that we work with one company per industry per area. That's why I have held it for you because you and I had a great conversation last week and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I got your questions answered and then, you know, obviously we can see where you wanted to go from this point too. Okay.
Okay. So let me reach out. Let me reach out to my marketing company. They actually did text me this morning, so I'm gonna call them and kind of get see what I can do to reduce that. And then I will reach out. And obviously, it's not gonna be too much, but I'm gonna reduce that, and then I will call you back. Charlie, hang on a second.
Yes, that is me.
Charlie, what's the last name? My last
name is Mollenkamp, so I'll spell that when you're ready.
Let's see, Charlie Mollenkamp. There you are.
Yes. There you go. Are you pulling up the email I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. There you go. Yeah. So I had send it to you for the $249 month to month. You got the $99 setup fee. That's just with our company here. So you're still locked in at that grandfathered rate for the $249. We won't change that. I don't know if you had an availability to look on our website, but typically something like this goes for like $599 month to month for our company. But because you have 30 years in business and you talked to Rona last time, she wanted me to give you what's called a legacy credit. So it's definitely to help you guys out, get your foot in the door on Google correctly. It seems like you guys are kind of been going around this tree a little bit. It's time to just get it done for your company. So that way you guys can receive the rewards of being on that first page. And that's what we're going to do here for you guys.
Okay. How do we, so a lot of there's been times that my husband, like he's looking for heating and air conditioning in San Jose.
Yeah.
And he'll see it like we're not on the first page. We're like on the fifth page or the sixth
right.
page, you know.
Yeah, that's directly with the company that you're working with. So if they're doing the SEO services, then that means they're not doing their job. And that's why, like, for us here as a Google partner, we can only work with one company per industry, per area. That way you don't share your position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers. And that's why you work hand in hand with our tech team here, because we want to make sure that you guys are populating for the services that you provide in the areas that you want to be found in. So that's just to help you there. So that way when you're searching for your services, you find yourself on that first page and so can your customers at that point.
Hmm.
And then we pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign. So, you know, people do get busy. I think Google came out with a study is like the average attention span of a human is 7 seconds now, which is kind of mind-boggling to me. with technology these days, it's just, you know, vastly just turning like crazy, right? They're coming out with so many new technologies these days. So we do make sure that we retarget those people. If they set their phone down because they have to take the kids to soccer practice or they just got busy and they get off of Google and they forget and they go to their social media page like Facebook, we want to make sure that ABS heating and air conditioning pops up on their Facebook. It re-triggers, oh, that's right, I want to get that done. And then they can just click to call you from there. We can target specific cities and zip codes as well. So really keep you guys in that 20 to 25 mile radius that you guys are looking to target.
Okay. So like right now I'm looking at, you know, all the Google businesses, the
yeah.
profiles to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through.
Yeah.
And I don't see us. And I'm probably on page 6.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've already seen a couple of other companies twice.
Yeah. that are your competitors, I'm guessing, right?
So, I mean, and so I thought if I threw, there we are, finally, what is this, after 141
wow.
results.
Sheesh. Okay. Yeah. And that's what you're paying for right now. You see what I mean? And like for us, we would get you on that first page. Let's see, heating and air.
You know, I mean, I just think, okay, so is it true? Like, is it because those other companies are putting more money into their advertising or is it?
Not at all. No, it literally comes down to the people that you're working with each and every day to get your Google business profile to that first page placements of Google. That's what it comes down to. It's a constant battle. I always refer to a horse race. As soon as you pull your horse out of the race, which is stop programming, you just start dwindling down and you just start falling. Most of the times, people do that, they end up falling within the first page. It's not like a blink of an eye, but it is, you know, pretty quick within a couple of, you know, months, you'll fall off the first page. So, but if you don't have somebody constantly programming you to the first page and making sure that, hey, all the popular key phrases and search terms are associated with your Google business profile, you won't get there. And that's exactly what you just saw right there is you're on page probably 8. You know, in your area, and there's nobody going to page eight. I don't even go past the first page personally when I search for a company for my own home, right? So, you know, you guys, and that's why I was saying, you know, your advertising dollars are important to you because you shouldn't be on the eighth page if you're paying for a service to get you to the first page.
Okay. Oh, I'm so mad.
So that's why, like, what I was saying here is I can get you all set up here. You can call your company and reduce whatever you're going to reduce with them. And then I can book an onboarding call with you either tomorrow or Wednesday. And then from there, we can start working with you at that point, and we can start to get your Google Business Profile up and running and start creating those Facebook campaigns so you guys can start receiving jobs. Is that something you want to take that next step here?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure you guys are still located at the 364 Shamrock Drive.
So we have two locations.
Okay.
The San Jose office is more of a commercial setting, you know.
Okay.
But we don't advertise. I don't know what we should do. So we originally started our business in Campbell.
Right. That's the one I have.
Yeah. And that's the one that, and that's like more of a residential area with the big,
okay.
They're on big property, so they have like a shop in the back and stuff.
Okay.
But we moved over here a couple of years ago, and this is more of a commercial setting. If I wanted customers to come, it would be here in San Jose and not in the Campbell.
Okay.
So our Campbell address is more of a, it's
residential.
Yeah, it's residential, but our servicing department goes there, and that's where we take a lot of our old units and recycle them. But, you know, the installers and the administration, it's all here in San Jose. So as far as if you're going to advertise something, you know, I mean, are you asking for, like, what city should you be targeting or?
Well, okay, so the business profile that I have for you, the one that you have, is located and established in the Campbell, California area. Now,
yeah.
If you want, we can change that over to the San Jose area if that's where you're looking to get customers. That's not a problem for us. It just depends on where you guys are looking to get your customers and where you guys want to target. Like you said, if you're having customers come in, if I were you, I would push it to the San Jose one because it seems like the other one is just like a warehouse shop where you guys are just fixing things. It's not really where people are going in and purchasing anything at that point. You see what I'm saying?
So the thing is the one in
Campbell?
The one in Campbell is, okay, so San Jose is bigger. It is bigger, but Campbell is closer to the areas that are more populated for with home buyers, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's got also, we're on, that's like West San Jose area. That's over
okay.
by Montecatus and the more expensive houses in Saratoga and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
I would say then keep the Campbell one. Yes, keep the Campbell one. Keep it there. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then the phone number here, just to verify, is the 408-238-7178 is where customers can contact you directly, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a good number for us to contact you with updates about the Google Business Profile and the Facebook marketing, or do you want a different phone number?
I think you should call me on my cell phone number. So that would
okay.
be good. Yeah, because I don't want to clog up my main line. You know, that could be for customers.
100%. What's your cell phone number? I'm ready whenever you are.
408-335-3570.
Okay. And then, Tricia, you spell your name T-R-I-S-H-A?
Yes.
And then how do you spell your last name?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Trish@abshvac.com.
That's right. I sent it to you last time. I don't even know why. I don't know why it didn't save here in my box, but I sure did send it to you. It says it right here. Perfect. Okay. You guys are Pacific time, which is perfect. And then So like I said, we can target specific cities and zip codes. Now, you kind of mentioned where the home buyers are at. Do you want to target specific areas, or within 20 to 25 mile radius, you're good with whatever comes your guys' way?
I see. So 25 miles away. So Campbell is, Campbell's right here, 25 miles. So 25 mile radius from Campbell.
Okay.
Is that where it would be from Campbell, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
I think that's good.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And then you guys are doing installs and services, correct?
Install and, yes, and service. Like repairs and maintenance.
Repairs, yeah. Are you guys doing any type of cleaning? I know some people will offer like duct cleaning and stuff like that, but I just want to be sure.
We don't
if
do
you guys...
duct cleaning, but we do furnace okay. cleaning, air conditioning cleaning, but we don't do duct cleaning.
Okay, so. And then furnace. Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do here then is I'm going to secure your listing here, Trish. Would you want to use a credit card for the business on that, or do you guys want to use a debit card for it? How's it going to work for you guys?
No, I'd rather use a credit card than a debit card.
Okay. The credit card itself, is it an ABS heating and air conditioning card?
Yes.
Okay. And does it just have ABS heating and air conditioning, or does it have your first and last name as well, too?
I believe it has both. Hold on. Let me check.
Okay.
Name's Trisha D. Hall, and then the company name, ABS Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay. And the billing address, is it for the 364 Shamrock Drive, Campbell, or is it for the
other one? It's a P.O. box.
P.O. box, okay. Okay. P.O. box number is?
695.
Okay. And then is that in Campbell?
Campbell, 95009.
Okay. Okay. And then the card you want to use, is it a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
4798 5314 0473 1020.
Okay, expiration?
7/27.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
206.
Okay, and then I'm going to set up a security question for you, Trish. This is to just an added form of protection. We want to always ensure that we're only talking to you, and that way you can always ensure that you're always talking to us. I do have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, I like this one. Perfect. And what's mom's maiden name?
Antuna, A-N-T-U-N-A.
Antuna, okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Let me see here. Give me one sec. Okay. I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification really quickly, Trish. This is going to be on a recorded line. This is to outline the service agreement with us, but this is also going to have two things in here. It's going to have our number that we're going to contact you with our tech team, so you'll always have access to them. You always have access to me, too, just so you're aware. I'll give you my direct line here. But also, too, the pricing structure is going to be in here as well. So your pricing will never change for the services that we've talked about here today. It's always going to be at that flat rate for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
ABS Heating and Air Conditioning.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Tricia Hall, co-owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Tricia, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Slash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name and tuna, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Slash?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you two phone numbers, okay? One is going to be our customer service. This is where my tech team is going to contact you on. Let me know when you're ready. I'll give you that right now.
This is the customer service?
Yes. This is going to be for my tech team.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's 877-635-6225.
Okay,
the second number is going to be my direct extension. It's going to be that same number, the 877-635-6225. My extension is 203 on the back end. So if you ever do need to get a hold of me, you want to change something, add something, take something off, you could always call me too, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Yeah, you already let us know about the other stuff. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 12th, in the non-refundable amount of this $348, that's $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Tricia, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number that you have written down there, okay?
Okay.
To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And then okay. Is it always going to be due on the 12th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for the onboarding call, I'm going to schedule it with you here. What is a good time for either you tomorrow or Wednesday for them to reach out to you? What's better for you? Because I know you're busy.
yeah. So, let's see. And you said it's about an hour?
I would give them an hour just in case you have some questions. We usually block off an hour for any of our clients, yes.
Can we actually do Thursday?
Yes, we sure can. What time on Thursday would you like?
How about, let's say, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock is yours. Okay. I'm going to send you a email. /CIN. Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now. Everything did go through on our end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Slash. If you need anything, and I mean anything with, you know, listings, help, you guys want to target a specific you know, city and zip code, or even if you guys want to run a promotion, please reach out to us on the 877 number. The more that you utilize it, the better off it is for you at the end of the day, okay? I sent everything over to your email, so you should have your paid invoice in there. I also sent you a couple text messages. The text messages are going to be, some welcome text messages. One of them is going to say, Tricia, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email that we have on file. And then it's going to say, click here to subscribe to our terms and agreements. Click that link. That's going to take you to our terms and experience page. I just read that off to you right now. Once you're on that page, there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One that you're the card authorization holder. The other one that you can receive text messages. Just in case you don't answer, we can send you a quick text. And then you're just going to sign your name, Tricia D. Hall, or type it, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get there. It's going to say Local Splash.
Okay. So I type my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit done. But on the bottom, I can't see. It's like...
Is it not scrolling for you?
Yeah, it's not going all the way down. I can see the box, just the top of the top
yeah.
of the box.
It does that sometimes. Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. So if your phone is not locked,
yeah,
I was going to say turn it
sideways.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Okay, come on. Get your Google business verified. Come on. That's funny, because my turn is sideways, I can see the confirmed signature, so it says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Oh, the middle initial is missing.
Oh, okay, so it didn't pull the middle initial. Okay, typically it does, so just try it with just Tricia Hall
okay.
then.
Okay, here we go. But yeah,
perfect.
Put it in.
Now you're
so my username is...
So your username should have been sent you in a text message, so you should have the username and password. It should have just come in with, like, your credentials on there. And let's see here. Yep, I see it. It says Local Splash, and it says, welcome, here's your credentials.
My phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, all one word, all lowercase.
Can you hold a quick second?
No, absolutely. Put me on a hold. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, so it says I put that in. It says we're working on your account. Please
Perfect.
Check back 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect. Yeah, there's nothing in there yet, but that's where you're going to be able to track everything going forward. And then, like I said, it's going to be able to show the listings. It's also going to be able to see how much is coming in through Google and Facebook at the end of the day in there too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you're all set up here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get working on your account so that way I can send it over to my tech team. I'm going to call you on Thursday. I sent you an email with a Google Calendar. So if you want to check that, that's going to be for 1 p.m. I'm going to contact you with one of my representatives from my tech team, and then they're going to do the onboarding call with you then, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Trish, well, you have a wonderful day, and then I'll call you on Thursday, and then we'll get ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
All right, no problem. Talk to you soon.
Oh, Charlie, okay. I have one question.
Yeah, absolutely.
So So at what point do you estimate when I'll start seeing results, like as far as being on the front page, as you said?
Yes. Okay. So like I told you before, give us at least, you know, 2 months is a verbal agreement. 45 to 60 days is for the first page placements of Google. Typically, that's how it works with a verification. Now, you already have the verification, so it can be faster than that. We do the Facebook pages where that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So it's not to say you're not going to receive calls within the first month. It's just to say that there's a lot of programming that has to go involved, especially with you only being like on the 8th page. So we want to make sure that we get in there as soon as possible. But I always tell our clients, just give us a 45 to 60 day window right there. And that's when you'll see your results on the first page of Google for all the services that you provide.
Okay, I'm
going to
mark my calendar.
Perfect. Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right, I'll talk to you on Thursday, okay?
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.